And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Saturday Slammin' Jam, hosted by Andrew Schlecht with Alex Spears.
How about we can just watch basketball?
That's a man's jam!
I like that idea.
Live from Oklahoma.
Quick clip!
With questions and participants from all around the world.
Anthony Edwards!
Put that on a poster!
Whether you're flipping your flapjacks, tending to your yard, or just sipping your coffee, get ready, sit back, relax. It's the Saturday Slammin' Jam.
Fact is, I missed this shot. I'll walk away. I'm still a chump.
Here's Andrew.
Welcome to the Saturday Slammin' Jam. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. Go to theathletic.com/NBA show and get The Athletic for $1 a month for 6 months. You should do that. If you haven't done it, it's super easy. I bet you won't even notice that $1 coming out of your account, and you're going to get great content every single day. Whether it's NBA that you like, maybe you like the NFL, maybe you like MLB, maybe you like soccer, it's all there for you. And you can listen to this show ad-free on the app. So please go check that out. No Alex Spears today again. He will be back, I promise. I know we have some Al stands out there. But with me today, I've got my guy Dave DeFore. Dave?
Hello. Hello. I'm very excited to be on my favorite podcast.
Oh, stop it.
It's my favorite show.
Keith Parrish is back again. Keith, what's up, man?
Thanks for having me back. This is actually very painful to find out that I actually don't host Dave's favorite podcast. So that's a very sad moment for me. I'm happy for you, though, Andrew.
Speaking of pain, can you walk us through what watching Memphis hold on to a lead for 47 and a half minutes looks like and then just to let it just sputter away?
I am having difficulty processing this pain. I think I know what it might feel like to be a Timberwolves fan at this moment. I got to say, between the two things of being behind the whole game and then winning versus being ahead the whole game and then losing, I think I prefer the winning part.
Yeah.
It was a horrifying loss punctuated by an all-time Dylan Brooks game. I mean, that was tough. I mean, especially... Yeah. Going from where you could be tied 2-2 and you're down 3-1 after leading the entire game. You've been ahead in the final 2 minutes of two of your three losses. I'm still reeling. It's still all very, very fresh. Thanks for prying that back open.
That's part of sports, man. Just I love the raw emotions of sports. Right now, I'm in this stage and all the Thunder fans that follow my podcast, we're in this stage where we basically have no feelings, you know? Like, if you win the lottery, great, but still, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to be a good team. It's like, we're waiting for sports feelings to come back.
Right, well, you guys have voluntarily opted out of sports for 2 years now.
True, true.
I mean, it's not really anybody else's fault that you haven't had the sports feelings.
Yes, I have chosen that myself. Okay.
It was you,
We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're each going to draft a starting five for a team that we think could win one playoff game. And the pool of players is just the remaining players left in the playoffs. So we're going to use this as a vehicle to not only feel like we have the best team and have bragging rights. I don't even know how we have bragging rights at the end, but whatever. But we're also going to use it as a vehicle to talk about the performance of these individual players. So I'm going to give... Dave, do you want... I'm going to let Dave choose which pick he wants.
Oh, that's awful.
So you get either you can either have if you have the first pick, you get to choose whoever you want, or if you have the third pick, you get to pick twice in a row.
I'm going to take the first pick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not I'd like to receive, you know, on the kickoff. Okay. And I'm assuming you want to jump right into it cuz I'm ready. For once, I'm ready
Let Keith choose his spot. Keith, you want spot two or spot three?
Well, now that Dave has the first pick, and I'm pretty sure I know who he's going to take, I'll take that third spot so I can get that on the turn. Okay. Also, can we get ground rules, Andrew? Is everyone healthy? Are we theorizing people are healthy?
No. This is We're as not. They are. As they are. Are. So you,
when
so
is
you
this?
Can't...
When is this game happening? Is it happening on? I need a date. I need a
happening
return
right
date.
After. Happening
Wednesday,
right
May,
after this
Wednesday, game. May 11th.
All right, this game's happening on Wednesday, May 11th. Excuse me, I'm crossing Ja Morant off my list.
Off okay. the list.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm taking Giannis number one.
Yeah, makes sense. What position is he to you? This is another question.
We'll figure it out. Let's see what I come up with. Okay. For right now, okay. We'll call him a four. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the right pick. He was incredible mm-hmm. last night against the Celtics, and until Al Horford somehow took his powers. Is that what happened?
No, man. Giannis, he was gassed. He was absolutely exhausted. And this is kind of the book on him, right? Like, this was the whole thing. Why doesn't Bud play him over 36 minutes? Why won't Bud push him when they need to win these games? Why can't he push out to 42? And we saw it. And I think it's because he still is just unable to pace himself at all. Everything he does, it's sort of the Russell Westbrook paradox, only Giannis is better, right? Like, this is like when Russ was at the peak of his powers, times like a million, but he just cannot do anything but run through a brick wall, possession after possession after possession. And he was just totally out of gas. I think they had 3 days off between, but before game three, I believe, and then only a couple between these two games. So that's something to look out for. But yeah, I mean, Al Horford, after that dunk, just sort of ended it for Giannis in the game. I mean, Giannis was just toast after that.
Well, if Al Horford can play 41 minutes and 36 seconds, why is Giannis tired playing fewer 41 minutes? I'm only sort of joking. I'm blown away by Al Horford playing so heavily.
And hey, vacationed for a year.
Minutes against the Celtics should count for more. Like, Giannis played 41, but when you're going up against that defense, maybe it counts for more with all those guys who are so good at individual defense and team defense just hanging all over him. Yeah, the Celtics, a lot of credit for, I think, wearing him down.
Yeah, and the responsibility that Giannis has both on both ends. Like, you not only do you have to clean up everything on defense, but you got to set us all up because we have essentially two creators out here. And one of them, like, Jrue Holiday's a good creator, not a great creator. And so it's really on, like, if they're going to have a good offense, it's Giannis to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all Giannis.
Yeah, all of it. Number two pick, I'm going to go Luka at small forward. To start me off with a good offensive team, a team that's going to create a lot of good shots. I'm going to go Luka.
I mean, that's certainly a way to go. I think that when you
yeah, I mean, he was lower on my list, but yeah that's a good pick. All right,
listen. I mean, you know that you have a certain floor. Okay, your offense is going to produce shots. Now, whether or not the guys around him can hit him, that's always been the question mark. And I think for Dallas, we saw that, right? Like, when guys like Dorian Finney-Smith started making shots, you had they finally get Reggie Bullock, and all of a sudden you see that floor starting to rise. And on the defensive end, man, I think those first two games against Phoenix were such an aberration for the player that I watched all season, especially after he came back from the ankle injury. And I think the last two games where he's been able to more than credibly defend himself on switches is a lot more indicative of the defensive player he is. So, I mean, Luka is, I don't know, he's a top tier player, right? Like, I mean, this is a guy who theoretically could be the best player in every single series in the playoffs, and that's against anybody. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
Yeah, I need a focal point is why I took him. And there's several focal points left. I just happen to like the stylings of Luka Doncic.
Luka's a great player. I am going to start my team off in the pivot with a postman. I'm going to take Joel Embiid. I believe that orbital bone is going to keep feeling better and better. Give me Embiid as my first pick. And then who to pair him with is really the question. I'm trying to consider positional scarcity. I mean, honestly, is it time to take Dylan? Is it Dylan Brooks here? Is it too early to get Dylan off the board?
Fred Katz said that I saw this on Tampering yesterday, that the the hardest thing right now is not to beat up on Dylan, it's to defend Dylan. And if you've got a defense for Dylan Brooks, like you are doing the Lord's work right now.
Hey, I just dropped a Grits and Grinds podcast, essentially defending Dylan Brooks. Everyone check that out.
Nice.
You know what?
You can't knock his hustle, right? Like, you can't knock the passion that he brings. You can't say he's not leaving it all in the court. He's literally leaving it all on the court.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing.
You've seen everything. Yeah. It's all out there. He did it. He left it out there. You know, I think this might be wild. There are some wings who I think are better players than this guy, but I think if I take care of my center and also a point guard, I'm feeling pretty good about my team. I'm going to take Steph Curry. So I'm going to have Embiid and Steph Curry.
That would have been my pick, Keith. And I think that when you're thinking about building a team, number one, Steph's defense has been fantastic.
Yeah.
All playoffs. He's not a guy that other teams can really target the same way. I mean, he had a game-saving or game-winning defensive play, I think, against Ja Morant in game one. But his relocation and his ability to run the pick and roll with Embiid, but the relocation shooting, the fact that he'll never stop moving. I mean, if you put Steph Curry and Joel Embiid together, that you're in the finals.
That's what I'm going for. I'm trying really to win good. This activity. So
yeah, I already like your team way better than anything that I could come up with from here on out. So there you go.
See, but this was my calculus because I assumed if Keith got the number one pick, he was going to take Giannis.
Right. Yeah. Giannis is my one, sure.
And I was saying I'm willing to give up Steph Curry on the third or fourth pick because I also knew Keith would go that way. This is, I just know Keith.
Well, I didn't even know what I was going to do. I got to say, there's guys I had ranked.
Steph Curry.
I had guys ranked higher than Curry, but I thought the fit. Now I have my center.
I don't know, man. Would you take Steph Curry or would you take Prime Shaq? I mean, you know, this is that sort of, right? Like, yeah. it's your pick, right, Andrew? I always forget how the snake drafts work.
Yes.
Yeah, back to Andrew.
I'm up. Oh, there's a couple ways that I would like to go. I'm going to go Devin Booker here.
Mm. Whoa.
It's a nice pick.
That is a great
shooting.
Pick.
And Devin Booker, you talk about Steph's defense. Devin Booker can defend and defended Luka Doncic, has defended him very well in this series. I like the pairing. It's funny because we could have seen this pairing actually happen had the Suns taken Luka first in that draft instead of taking Ayton. So I'm just gonna hop in the time machine and just pretend that that's what the Suns did and take Booker to pair with Luka.
Okay, now I get back-to-back picks here, correct?
Yes.
That's how this works? Okay. Man. I'm going to go with Draymond Green.
Okay.
So I think, and Draymond Green is the center. Why not? and I'm going to take Jason Tatum.
Yeah, that's the right pick.
I have the best defense anybody can build. That's it right there. And you know, Tatum, until the shooting woes in the first few games of this series, was the best player in the playoffs. I think defensively he's still been really good, even though Giannis is Giannis. He's been ridiculous. Strong argument that Al Horford wouldn't have been a bad pick here either, because you're taking the guys that can actually guard Giannis, right? Maybe Horford's going to be my point guard when we get there. If he could play like he did in the fourth quarter last night, that's okay.
Yeah, and if it's for one game, you have to think about Horford a lot earlier than you would if in like any sort of traditional setting, like if we're talking like a fantasy draft, right, or like whatever, like you're not considering him real high on this list. But with how he's played in the playoffs, you have to start thinking about him right now.
Yeah, and so, you know, my calculus here is Draymond and Giannis. That gives you, I mean, your defense is set no matter what. You can play any kind of defense you want. Jason Tatum, again, a wing defender who can credibly guard 2 through 4, and he's not going to die on a switch with a small one. So you get the defensive versatility that I always love. But Tatum also is a guy who can get you a bucket. So he's going to actually benefit from playing next to a guy like Giannis that puts so much pressure on the opposing defense, and especially getting downhill attacking the basket. With Tatum in that sort of Chris Middleton role for the Bucks, I mean, that'd be an upgrade for Giannis. So, yeah, I think those are my forwards.
Yeah, I like that. Oh boy. Okay, so I'm up now. I've got to pair somebody with Booker and Luka. We need some defense, even though Booker does provide some of that. Oh boy. I'm gonna go Bam Adebayo at center.
Hmm.
He has like true switchability. He has shown that he's not like, honestly, no one's an Embiid stopper, and Bam's not an Embiid stopper. But in any other series, like if you're trying to guard a team that has Tatum, Giannis, and Draymond, like you need somebody down there like Bam, who does have switchability. He's pretty versatile on offense. He's had a good playoffs really up until Embiid came back. He did the last game he played. He was pretty good. But I love his versatility. I love him as a player. I think he sets hard screens and is a good passer. So that's my center.
I mean, another guy who can run pick and roll with Luka and then actually find shooters in the short roll, which is something that I think they could benefit from. Like Luka especially could benefit from. And then I like the pairing with Booker and Luka too. I mean, it's Bam gives you the ability. I mean, Spain pick and roll with Booker, Luka, and Bam.
Yeah. Super sick.
How you like that, you know? Feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There's a couple guys on here. I'm surprised have made it so far.
A lot of good players in the playoffs. A lot of good players
in the playoffs. You know, if I could draft round one Bane here, I think he might be the perfect shooter. But
yeah.
But back pain Bane, no thank you. I can't do it.
I mean, listen, Bane broke Batman's back in the comics.
I know. So it's just too much dramatic irony with the back injury slowing him down. You know, I'm not necessarily even going to go for team need. I'm just going to go for one of the guys who's one of the all-time great playoff performers in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think we can work out the locker room chemistry after the fact. I'm going to add Jimmy Butler to the squad.
I thought you were going to go Danny Green really early, and I was
I'm going to go Steph Curry and Embiid and then have Jimmy Butler as just like a guy. He might be my three, might be my two. I'd be my four. I don't know. I trust Jimmy Butler. We're going to need some of that hard-nosed, tenacious defense, especially going up against Dave's team with Giannis and Draymond and Tatum.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to take Jimmy Butler. And now I guess I have to think, should I play defense with my draft pick to keep guys off of your squads? I think I'm going to go,
there's too many guys I love on the board, guys.
There's a lot of guys on the board that I like. I'm actually gonna take. This is madness. I'm gonna tell you who I'm deciding between.
Okay.
I'm choosing between Jaylen Brown and James Harden. I'm trying to figure out if James Harden can play alongside Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid. I worry about, obviously, there's only one basketball to go around. Do I need to worry about a connective tissue guy a little bit more? Maybe a guy who can play off the ball? Do I have enough offense?
So we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon, and we just got a great James Harden game. Like, that's our last memory James Harden. It still happened. Maybe this opens the floodgates. Maybe this opens the James Harden. You're not a believer. Look at you shaking your head.
I know it. Regardless, I don't think his passing's going away. And if I'm pairing him with Steph Curry, I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, I might lean more to my specific team need, and I think I'm going to go Jaylen Brown. Just feel like he checks a few more boxes as far as a team, exactly what this exact team needs. So
even with the hammy, because he's got the hammy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. What is there an updated injury?
I don't know, man. This feels like an Andrew Wiggins sort of position, a guy that you're looking for. But I don't know if I'd go with Jaylen. Given how I think he's been really rough on defense with that hamstring, just not moving like we're used to seeing from him. I don't know.
He's already locked in. I've already typed it in.
Can we not hit delete? You guys are worrying me.
I will let you rebuff this pick, but you've got 10 seconds to do it.
All right. You know what?
You're up against the gun.
I'm gonna do total reversal. I'm gonna go all fit. I'm gonna do team fit. I'm gonna throw in a Mikal Bridges, a guy who doesn't need the ball, all around defender, the ideal NBA wing. I'll go with Mikal Bridges. Like, you guys talked me off the Jaylen Brown injury concerns.
I'm really upset with myself. I shouldn't have given an honest opinion there. I should have done a bit.
What's wild is I've got this trust the process dream team with Mikal Bridges, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid. This is the dream of the Sixers. It was right in front of them. They had it if they wanted it.
Yeah, this is awesome. I know. It's so sad. Bridges would be so perfect for them. He's like Matisse Thybul if Matisse Thybul knew how to play offense.
Yeah. And, I mean, listen, the thing about Bridges that it allows is, I mean, you have arguably the best 1-4 defender in the league. And him and Jimmy Butler can switch, which I just don't know that there are a lot of guys that you can credibly say, oh yeah, he can just do everything that Jimmy Butler does, but better. And Mikal Bridges is one of those. So you wind up with a 1A defender, and you know, Jimmy Butler is slotted down as your second guy. That's a luxury.
So I'm up next. I'm considering several players here. Jaren Jackson Jr., somebody that I am at least thinking about. But however, we're not picking a bench. So if he fouls out, do I go 4-on-5? So that scares me a little bit.
I would say this with Bam and Jaren, you know, you got to think about your rebounding. Right, that's going to be an issue.
That's true.
It's one of the things about unsung things about Giannis, right? Is that Giannis rebounds. Oh. I mean, he's one of the best rebounders in the league, in addition to shot blocker, and you know, I mean, just everything else he does. So it's just, but I mean, just so clearly the number one pick in something like this.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Great.
This is like me tampering. when people are like giving all this credit to front offices that had the number one pick. It's like, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't think I'm some genius for doing this.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Yeah, Andrew, you just said Chris Paul, and I'm looking at your squad with Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, and Bam Adebayo. Chris Paul's still out there. It makes a lot of sense.
I'm thinking about it because he's already gotten his game out of the way, right? His point fraud game is gone. And now we can move on. He can move on with his life now that he has all of his antics just out of his system. So I've definitely considered, I'm thinking Drew Holiday too, because he's so versatile defensively, doesn't need a lot of shots, doesn't need the ball. Worried a little bit about the three ball with my team a little bit. I'm going to have to go Chris Paul. He's been incredible. Outside of that last game, he's been one of the better players in the playoffs. And he's probably being taken too late, just because like the last, you know, taste in our mouth from Chris Paul is like just a horrific game where he fouls out in the most Chris Paul ways possible. But if we were recording before then, maybe he's one of the first like five or six guys taken.
Nah, probably not. He's probably not. Let's just be, I mean, he's been good. Yeah, but he's not one of the, I don't know, man. Has he been your nerder cohort?
Well, no, it wasn't your nerder cohort. It was Hollinger wrote about Hollinger. How he's been the best player in the playoffs so far.
And I mean, he had maybe the best game. I mean, that 14-for-14 was nuts.
That 14-for-14 was crazy. I just don't know if that if that last game is why we didn't pick him. Yeah. If that's more what I mean. It's not that he hasn't been good. It's just, I don't think that that's why. I think when you're thinking about building the best team, Chris Paul is certainly great because you're, again, it's that floor setter. Mm-hmm. But is he a ceiling raiser? I mean, we've never seen it out of him in the playoffs. Hasn't won a ring.
I also just need someone that knows the rules.
Not to go rings. Well, now
someone that knows the rules
sure.
out there.
The referees need all the help they can get.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I do like it. I mean, especially, you know, pick and roll. I mean, him and Bam, that seems pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody on my team can shoot, pass, and dribble.
Yeah. Which is that's
kind of cool.
Those are good things to have. Okay. And I've got back-to-back picks here to close it out. Oh, man, this is tough. This is really tough. I'm going to shock you guys here with my first pick just because I know I want this guy. Jordan Poole.
Ooh. Whoa. You need some offense, so instant offense here.
Okay.
You also have paired your best defensive front court of all of us with the by far the worst defender taken so far.
100%. Target him all you want. The rim is protected. I'm not worried about it.
Mark Schindler referred to him as food last night on the Daily Ding. So
yeah, and I will say for this other wing spot that I've got open, because I've got Poole, Tatum, Giannis, and Draymond. You know, I love Jaylen Brown, right? And I would naturally kind of lean that way. But I mean, if Desmond Bane was healthy, that's my pick. But he's likely gone.
Yeah.
If he was healthy, I'm assuming. It's way tougher because I just don't know who to pick here. So, guys, I'm going to be very on brand here, and I'm going to pick the perfect shooting guard for this basketball team, and it's Mr. Daniel R. Green, Danny Green, at the two, that championship pedigree. The man has won championships in multiple countries, NBA championships in multiple countries. You know, this is such a huge deal. Possibly the greatest transition defender amongst guards ever. And perfect guy if you just need a guy to stand still, occasionally cut, and just shoot every time he touches the ball. So Danny Green is my pick just to complete the team. It would be Desmond Bane.
In this exercise, Dave, which we're selecting 15 players, somehow your backcourt is Jordan Poole and Danny Green.
I
don't want to tell you you did wrong.
Well, no, I just, come on, man. This is
things are looking so good.
The Danny Green pick.
I was worried about your squad when I saw the front court. Now
I was thinking about Wiggins, I worry about Wiggins' fit with this team. I like Danny Green's fit. It's a fit pick. This is the sort of thing that gets me fired in 2 years as the GM. All my job security is resting on Danny Green.
We're gonna send. Yeah, we're just gonna. I think we're gonna triple team Giannis. And
good luck.
Just send one guy at Jason Tatum, and then make Danny Green beat me.
Okay. So Dave's team is complete. Jordan Poole, Danny Green, Jason Tatum, Giannis, Draymond.
James Harden. James Harden would have fit your team great.
There. I know. Klay Thompson sitting there. Dorian Finney-Smith
would be perfect. This is like
perfect.
That photo that people send. It's that horse that's beautifully drawn, and then they get to the end, and it's just like someone just draws like a quick cartoon.
I will admit, by the way, that I just saw Dorian Finney-Smith and was like, oh, he'd be perfect. But I'm not going to switch it. Danny Green is way funnier anyway. So yeah, Danny Green, he's perfect.
Unbelievable. Okay. I have Chris Paul, Booker, Luka, and Bam. I need one other player. I need more shooting and more toughness. And so there's a couple guys.
I mean, Dylan Brooks will shoot.
Yeah.
He'll
get the ball up on the rim. Most of the time.
God bless him. God bless
him. He missed the rim a couple times in the last few games, too.
I'm looking at your team, Andrew, and I don't want to influence your decision-making here, but there's a couple of centers on the board that would actually would work with Bam.
I know. I'm thinking between three guys right now. Maxi Kleba is one I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Grant Williams, too. He's played so well. He shot it so well from the corners. It's tough, super strong. I think about Cam Johnson, too. He's not as strong of a defender, but he can really shoot it. We kind of need a release valve for all these guys because we got a lot of ball handlers. We got a lot of guys that are going to be in actions. We need someone to just sit in the corner because I don't think I have anybody that's willing to just sit in the corner right now. I think I'm going to go Grant Williams. And that might be, I don't know, that's definitely more of a fit with this.
That's a great fit.
Than it is like talent wise, because talent wise he's probably down the list a little bit from several of these guys.
Dude, so, he's below Danny Green. No, I thought kidding. He's better than Danny.
I thought your roster was screaming for Al Horford to
I was
pair,
thinking Horford or
Bam.
Brooke.
Maybe that's too much recency bias. I think Jaren would have been great as your four along with Bam. I know Grant is the perfect glue guy. Grant was the perfect glue guy.
I need a glue guy. He's not Jaren. I don't know. I like Jaren a lot. I worry about the fouls. If I'm trying to win one game, I'm worried about the fouls.
All right, that's fair.
None of us take it hard.
In this fake fantasy draft universe where there's actually referees involved.
None of us take it
hard. Can we draft our refs next?
Scott Foster officiating this game on Wednesday.
Oh, I feel better. Like no David Guthrie, no John Goble. I don't know. Let's do a ref draft later.
We'll do the ref.
I can't. I'm shocked. One that Drew Holiday is available.
I know.
He's
like
a perfect playoff. I know he had a bad shooting game, and he has some bad playoff shooting games. But he's a champion.
I needed offense though, right? Like, see, I love Drew, but I chose Jordan Poole because I literally just needed an unconscious gunner. And Drew would be great next to Jordan Poole, I guess, but
Giannis has literally won an NBA title with Drew next to him.
I know.
So I'm looking at your teams, like Andrew, you have Grant Williams as your power forward. He's not going to harm my squad if I go small offensively. He's a good defender. I see Dave. He's got non-shooter Draymond, and I'm not worried about Danny Green. There are some great fits. I want to pick my guy Jaren here because I think Steph, Mikal Bridges, Jimmy Butler, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Embiid is kind of nasty. With Jaren just floor spacing, just being able to play defense. But I can't pass up Drew Holiday. I'm gonna size up everybody. Jimmy, you can guard the four.
Jimmy's your four.
Jimmy's my four now. Mikal Bridges is my three. Drew Holiday is my two, and then Steph and Embiid. I mean. I feel quite confident there. Apologies to James Harden. Would have loved to fit you in somewhere. If I'd have known these guys would have been available, maybe I would have team built a little bit different. But, I'll take Drew Holiday. Can't pass him up.
By the way, I'm going on record to saying that picking Jordan Poole over James Harden, definitely the wrong move, but the right move for the vibes. Because I just can't watch free throws. I'm not doing it. I'd rather lose and look pretty. Then win
I picked
ugly.
A team to avoid free throws. I don't really care about winning. I just don't want to watch free throws.
That's it. I don't. Come on, man. I want to watch basketball.
So the best players left. Got to mention Al Horford after his just epic performance did not get picked. Jaren Jackson Jr. Dorian Finney-Smith, who just had an incredible game for the Mavericks.
Wiggins.
Yep.
Nobody took Wiggins, and Wiggins has been Andrew fantastic. Wiggins. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Marcus Smart too. Another pesky defender who had a really nice offensive game as well. Harden, as we mentioned. Lots of good players. DeAndre Ayton, we didn't even say his name.
Oh, that's wild. We never
hold on now. See, but this is the thing, though. We're talking playoff performance. I mean, have you guys been impressed with Ayton? And I don't think so, man.
I've been impressed with him with Chris Paul.
Like, yes.
In the context of Chris Paul in the offense, the way that they have played together as a tandem, yes. Individually, when Chris was out, I tend to watch him and hope that he'll play with more force than he does.
Right. That's sort of the thing, right? And when you look at, if you're thinking about one game, you need to win one game. I would look at the guys that we chose. Not a single guy that isn't a one game guy. They're going to run through a brick wall. Every guy that we chose. I would argue, and maybe Jordan Poole, we don't know, but he certainly seems to have competitive fire.
He's not scared.
I think that's a different thing where with Ayton, and I'm not even questioning his competitiveness. It's more just that force in the moments where it matters. Like, we just haven't seen it, really.
Yeah. So I'm going to read through the teams again. Let us know on Twitter or in the comments on the Athletic app. You can also comment on podcasts, which is kind of cool. So you can go into the app, listen to it ad-free, and then comment. Let us know which team that you like the best. So Team Dave is Jordan Poole, Danny Green, Tatum, Giannis, Draymond. It's honestly my favorite team to read by far.
It's amazing. It started off so well, and then I had to just dive off the rails at the end. I really want someone to sim this in 2K so that I can see Jordan Poole put up like 50 points. Who's stopping a Poole and Giannis pick and roll? Nobody. That's who.
I mean, you could just say who's stopping a Giannis.
By the way, fill in the blank. We're doing all this recency bias, and we're just going to glance over the fact that Danny Green, the last two games, has been the greatest shooter in the NBA playoffs. Come on, guys! Like,
hey, we didn't shoot 70% the rest of the way. Of a time for taking Danny Green.
Maybe that I'm trying to bring it on.
Yeah. You just want to talk more Danny Green.
I mean, he's been great, man. I'm taking a victory lap on it for some reason.
I took Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Luka, Grant Williams, and Bam. And then Keith has Steph Curry, Drew Holiday, Bridges, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid. So let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter whose team that you like the best. We are going to take a quick break, and right after that, we are going to do some playoff trivia.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If you're as obsessed with basketball as I am, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Hey guys, this is JJ Redick. Twice a week, I'm cooking up something special for basketball junkies on my podcast, The Old Man and the Three. I bring on guests in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, like Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, or Paolo Banchero on his shooting workouts with Kevin Durant, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron when they were teammates in Miami. But it's not just about the player interviews. Every Monday, I break down the top three things happening around the NBA without the outlandish takes. Often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler, we dive deep into topics like rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? The Old Man and the Three is the only companion podcast you'll need during the playoffs this year. Be sure to listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
All right, we're back from that quick break, and now it's time to play Keith versus the Beat, a game show where my good pal Keith takes on a beat writer. Dave, you're not a beat writer, and we play a game of trivia. Dave, there are 8 questions about the NBA playoffs so far. I'll have you pick a number between 1 and 8, and that will correspond with a question. If you get that question correct, you'll get 2 points. If you get it wrong, Keith will have a chance to steal for 1 point, and we'll go back and forth until all key questions are asked and answered. Dave, we are going to start with you just picking a number between 1 and 8.
Let's go with number 4.
Question number 4. 4 players have hit 8 threes in a single game in the playoffs so far. Name 3 of the 4.
Well, Danny Green only hit 7 in that one game, so it was not Danny Green. I don't get a point for that. Oh, Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum is incorrect. Keith, to steal.
Steal.
Well, for a fact, Dorian Finney-Smith did it.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
Last game. I think Desmond Bane did it against the Timberwolves on the road.
Desmond Bane did do it. That is correct.
I'm going to get decimated here by the Stat King.
One.
You definitely are.
One more, though. I'm not totally positive. I'll say Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson. Ooh, that is incorrect. The other two. Duncan Robinson.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That random game that he played in.
Earned all of his money in that one game. And then Maxi Kleber went 8
of 11. That's right. Talked about every single one of those games, but no one will ever accuse me of box score watching because I'm not looking. I don't care.
Okay, Keith, pick a number between 1 and 8. Number 4 has been taken.
I'll take number 5.
Question number 5. 4 players have taken 18 or more free throws in a game in this playoffs. One of those players shot 50% on those attempts. Who is that player?
A player who shot 50% on 18 or more free throws?
Mm-hmm. Only 4 players have done this.
I will guess that player was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis is incorrect. Dave, chance to steal.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is correct.
Yes. Hey, good job, Dave.
There we go.
Dave, all you are right. On the board. You have stolen 1 point, and you have control of the board.
I hate free throws so much. It's the only thing I can remember. Let's go with question number 1.
Question number 1. There have been 12 players in the playoffs so far that have averaged 25 points or more. And we are going to try and name them all. We will go back and forth until one of you stumbles. Dave, you get to start.
Ja Morant.
Ja Morant is correct. 27.1 points per game. Keith.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is averaging 30 points per game. Correct.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum, 26 points per game.
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic is number 1 on this list, 31.3 points per game.
And we're saying only active, right? So if they did it in the first round, they don't count?
Nope. Everybody that's played in the playoffs.
Okay.
So the first round counts too.
All right. Nikola Jokic.
Nikola Jokic, 31 points per game, number 2 on the list.
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, one that I wondered if you would remember his name. Correct, 25.5 points per game.
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, 28.1 points per game.
Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid, is he on this list of 12 players, Keith?
No,
he's not on the list. Players that we did not name. Jimmy Butler is averaging 29 points per game. Brandon Ingram, 27. Kevin Durant, 26.3. Anthony Edwards, 25.2. And Devin Booker, 25.
I forgot Kevin Durant was in the playoffs. That's my fault.
Yeah. He only kind of was. Okay, Keith. You have control of the board. You're down 2-0.
Oh, I don't like it. I'll take...
No, 3-0. I'm sorry. 3-0.
I'll take question number 2.
Question number 2. Who said this? I had already had my mind made up when I was going to try to steal it. Dumb mistake. It's over, though, so I can't do nothing about it.
Wow, I have no idea. I have no idea the context of this.
This was after a game-winning shot made by the opposing team. This player said this.
Oh, well, now I will say Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards is correct.
With your generous hint.
It was a very generous hint. I thought you might know this just because you covered the series.
I did not.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten
it's been a minute.
Even with the hint. Yeah.
We have question 3, 6, 7, and 8 left. Dave?
How about 8?
Question... number 8. Guess this number. I'm going to give you a chance to guess this number, or you can pass it off. Then whoever doesn't guess the number initially will get to guess higher or lower on the number that you choose. Okay. And the question is, what is Chris Paul's career high in points in a game in the playoffs.
I'm going to pass this to Keith.
You can pass it off. Okay, Keith, you got to tell me a number. How many points is Chris Paul's career high? And then Dave will get to guess higher or lower.
I'm going
to
guess 32.
32. Okay, Dave, higher or lower than 32?
I'll say higher.
Higher is correct. Dave, you get the 2 points.
Do I get to guess the number?
What's the number? Got to know the number.
You want to guess it?
42?
It's 41. He's done it twice. Dave is now up 5-2. And Keith is your board. We have 6, 7, and 3 left.
I will take 7.
Question number 7. Who am I? I have played for 7 different franchises in 654 games, but I've only played 20 playoff games. I achieved my career high in points in the playoffs with 19 points in the first round this year.
Wow.
I will tell you what position he plays, but you'll only get 1 point if I give you that hint.
Only 20?
I'll give you a free hint.
Okay.
Former All-Star. Former All-Star. You can take the positional hint for 1 point.
I guess I'll take the positional hint for 1 point, although I'm not sure.
The positional hint is he plays center exclusively.
Yeah, and he set his career high with 19 points this playoffs?
This playoffs in round one. Played in a ton of games, but not many playoff games. Almost 700 career games, only 20 playoff games.
I mean, I guess I'm going to go with Andre Drummond. Although I have no memory
Andre
of him
Drummond.
Scoring 19 points in the first round.
I don't either.
That is incorrect. Dave, chance to steal.
Oh, my God. I'll be here all day. Oh, let's see. Former All-Star, 7 teams, scored 19 points. I'm going to try to do some numerology here and see if I can figure this out. Former All-Star center, I don't know. DeAndre Jordan. Did he not score 19 points?
Nope.
I don't think so.
That's wrong. The answer is DeMarcus Cousins.
Ah, of course.
Scored 19 for the Nuggets in round one. Looking good, Boogie. Looking good. Okay. We have question 6 and question 3 left. Dave is up 5-2. Dave, you're up.
I'll do question 3.
Question number 3. 6 players have scored 40 or more in the playoffs so far. Name 4 of those 6 players.
Giannis.
Giannis is 1.
Steph.
Steph Curry. Did he do it, Dave?
I don't remember.
Do you think he
remember.
Did?
I can't remember.
He didn't do it, God. Dave. There's 1 player that's done this twice. We have 3 players left. All you have to do is now you have to just name 3 players. You get the gimme of Giannis.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler is correct.
Ja Morant.
Ja Morant. Correct.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum. Oh no, Keith, you said Jason Tatum.
Oh,
that's incorrect.
Terribly.
The other players that have scored 40 in this year's playoffs, Luka Doncic had 45 against the Suns. DeMar DeRozan, remember he played in the playoffs? He had 41 points against the Bucks. And then Jalen Brunson scored 40 against the Jazz.
Ah,
man, I totally forgot about that. Wow.
All this stuff just happened. It's pretty wild. Okay, last question. This is maybe my favorite question. It's about our guy Al Horford. He had his playoff career high 30 points against the Bucks on Monday night. The question is, how many 30-point games has Al Horford had in his 950 regular season game career? I'll give you the chance to guess the number, or you can pass it on, and then the second person gets to guess higher or lower.
I'm getting trounced, so I will pass to Dave and put.
Okay.
I'm going to say 35.
Keith, higher or lower than 35?
I was going to guess something surprisingly low, like 4. So I'll take lower.
Keith, is it lower? It is lower. The number is 8.
There we're talking. Oh yeah. Yeah. Now we're
8
talking.
Times he has scored. Listen, 30 man. Points he's had.
I'm sorry. On those Hawks teams, there's no, I almost said Falcons. On those Hawks teams, there's no way. Like, he didn't score. He's like, well, they
had, those teams had
10,
to feed
right?
Damari Carroll. So, yeah, not true. A lot of shots
Joe
to go
Johnson.
Around.
Joe Johnson yeah. too. Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Man. He's played in 950 regular season games. Made all-star teams. Really good player. Just made Giannis look like a fool. He dunked on him, punched him in the face. And he's only done that 8 other times in his career. It just blew my mind. I just could not believe that. Dave DeFore, your first time on the game show. Keith versus the Beat. This is actually the first time Keith versus the Beat has ever been.
Yeah, that's the first time this
you
show's
have
ever
won. Wow. Keith versus the Beat. Congratulations, Dave.
This is an amazing moment. Yesterday we did a little bit of trivia on Fast Break Breakfast, and I thought I was gonna just get destroyed here by Keith because not very good at NBA trivia for some reason. But Keith, you're no match.
It was no match.
Hey, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Listen to Nerdish, You Wrote with Dave DeFore. Also, listen to The Daily Ding, where you can listen to Dave talk about the games of the night with Keith. If you listen on Sunday night, you can listen to these two on the same podcast. Make sure you go listen to Fast Break Breakfast and Grits and Grinds. If you need some ammo to defend Dylan Brooks, go listen to Grits and Grind today. Thanks so much, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andrew.
Huge thanks to Dave DeFore and Keith Parrish for coming on the show. Please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we will read it on the podcast. This week's review comes from Sirios, who is in Greece, and he says, Saturday Slam and Jam is what everyone deserves after a difficult week. Alex and Andrew are great, and the weekly trivia is captivating. Long live the Wheel of Fandom, which is definitely unbiased. This is from Nikos from Greece. Thank you so much for that nice review. If you want your review read on the show, just leave it for us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave 5 stars and mention Slam and Jam, and we will read it on the podcast. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week and the rest of the shows here on the Athletic NBA Show. And we will talk to you guys again next week.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.